The Memory of All Souls, November 2nd. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away were thought an affliction, and their going forth from earth utter destruction. But they are in peace, for if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he robed them, and as sacrificial offering, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as spark to stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over people, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The second reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is set abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were dead without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commend his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath to him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join in God to our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father give me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who come to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Face the death to learn how to live. It is not accidental the church reminds all the faithful that November is the month of all souls, and invites us to meditate about the rapid passing of life and the death. Looking out of the window, we recognize right away the change of weather. Green leaves have changed to yellow. Some already fell from trees, being torn down by car tires or blown away by wind. Entering a car which was brought new some years ago, now became old and was repaired so many times, and then it would be ended up in a car junk yard. Looking into our own body, it used to be a young, firm, healthy, quick to move for some years ago. Now were completely changed. Black hair turned to silver, skin to tortoise shell. The whole body must be warmed up every morning before it can stand up and move around. Our health will be gradually decreased until a day people will carry her to a cemetery. In our life, also such meaningless as leaves or a car. If not, what is the purpose of our life, and how could we reach that purpose? Today's reading provides us many important things to meditate about. In the Gospel, the Son of God Himself clearly revealed the truth. What is the purpose of life, and how could we reach that goal end? The first reading showed us the phase of true life, of the writers, and of the unbelief. The second reading explained the main point of Pauline theology. All people have sinned and deserved death. But out of God's immense love, He gave people His only Son to redeem us from sin. His blood took away death and purchased for us the eternal life. Second analysis. First reading. Two different beliefs lead to two ways of life. Depending on what people believe, they will live according to it and must endure its results. People must know what do they live for before they can decide how to live in order to reach that goal. Third point. The belief and the way of life of the writer. They believe that is not the end, but the beginning of the eternal life with God. This belief is based on Isaiah prophecy. God will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cut over all peoples. The veil that is spread over all nations, He will swallow up that forever. See Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7 and 8a. That is the end of human suffering and the beginning of eternal happiness. Isaiah continued, "The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of His people He will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, that He might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation." Isaiah chapter 25, verses 8b to 9. The meaning of all suffering in our life is to show our faith and love for God. Sin, having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good. because God tested them and found them worthy of himself, like gold in the furnace. He tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. The reward of the righteous. In the time of their visitation, they will sigh forth and will run like sparks to the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over people, and the Lord will reign over them forever. The righteous people way of life, if they share their sufferings with God in this life, they will also share his glory in the life to come. The author of the Book of Wisdom declared, "Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect, and he watches over his holy ones." Second point, the belief and the way of life of the unbelief. They believe that in the end, to them, there is no resurrection nor eternal life. There is no need to pray for the dead. Death is the most painful of their life. Death and everything. When death comes, they can no longer enjoy anything in life. Therefore, must avoid death at all cost. Suffering of life is meaningless. They need to avoid all suffering. The reward of the unbelief. To them, there is no reward or punishment in the next life. All they have is in this life. The belief and the way of life of the unbelief. How long they live in this life. They must find all possible ways to enjoy life and to be happy in this world. Second reading, why are people not dead forever? The third point, everyone has sinned, therefore all must be dead. The law which God gave to the Israelites can be likened as the two-edged knife. It can give life to people if they live according to the law, or if it can lead people to death if they violate it. Even only one time, as Moses said to them, "See, what I said before you this day, life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall be live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. But if you have turned away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land which you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live." See Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 19. But no one in this life can claim that he never commit any sin. Therefore, all must be dead, because all have sinned against him. Second point. Why are people not dead forever? Third, God looked over people's sin. The Jews and the Muslims believe this because they don't believe in Christ. Such faith, though highly esteemed God's mercy, but gravely despises God's justice. Do God's word to Moses have any true effect? Why doesn't God forgive devil's sin too? Second, God's plan of salvation. To protect both God's mercy and justice, one needs to believe in his plan of salvation. According to his plan, the following must be happened. Christ, the Son of God, agreed to die in the plague of humankind. St. Paul explained this fact, why we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Why one would hardly die for a righteous man? Though perhaps for a good man, one would dare even to die. But God showed his love for us in that, why we were just sinners, Christ died for us. Christ reconciled the people with God. Since, therefore, we are now justified by his blood, much more so we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. People can have the eternal life. When people believe in Jesus, they are justified by Christ. As a result, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? Third, the gospel. The only way to achieve the eternal life. The most important revelations of God were revealed in 5 verses in today's gospel, John chapter 6, verses 35 to 40. First point, Christ is the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. The sacrament of the Eucharist is the divine food that gives life to people when they will still live in this life. John used the same word life, Zoe, to indicate the divine life or the eternal life. When people were tasted the bread of life, the eternal life belonged to them. Second point, the required condition to reach the eternal life. When people stand before Christ, they can have two attitudes. And depending on their attitudes, they will receive the eternal life or be destroyed forever. Believe in Christ. There is no other place in Scripture that reveals clearly God's will than today's passage of John's Gospel. Jesus repeated twice his Father's will. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should do nothing of all that he had given me, but raise up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I would raise him up at the last day. Second, don't believe in Christ. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. whoever doesn't believe in Christ, when one faced him, that one cannot have the eternal life. Application in life. We must know for sure what we do we live this life for before we decide how to live our life. The purpose of life is to inherit the eternal life from God. In order to reach this goal, we must firmly believe in Christ and practice His teaching. Practice what we believed. Don't believe in one thing and live according to other things. The danger for those who want to enjoy both this life and the life to come is that they could lose both. What should we do for our beloved dead? They are parts of our life. Without them, we cannot be as we are now. We need to pray for them, especially through much intention, and to do good deeds so that God could lessen their punishments. To love the souls is to love ourselves. Because when they finish their purification, they will join with all the saints in heaven and they will intercede for us. When it is our time to be purified, we hope that we will see them again and live happily with them forever in heaven. The church is in communication. We have three different communities in the church. They are the glorious church in heaven, which is all the saints, the suffering church in purgatory, which is all the souls, and the fighting church on earth, which is all living reasons. There are only two which can do good, and the glorious and the fighting churches. The suffering church cannot do anything good. They completely rely on all the saints' intercessions and our prayer. Amen.